He explained. Mary knew he'd tried to kill her, which would get Dennis arrested or shot. So she took the firing pin out of the gun. It was all a setup.
You have any proof of this, Mr. Linden? The judge asked.
Dennis sure did. He read from weather reports, showing that it hadn't rained or snowed the day before the assault.
And why is that relevant? The judge asked, glancing at Dennis's lawyer, who lifted his eyebrows hopelessly.
His client laughed.
The wet flap, Your Honor.
How's that?
She really did lick the flap of the envelope. It wasn't the snow at all, like she claimed.
Envelope?
She sealed it to make me think she was going to give it to her lover, to push me over the edge. Then she hid it, knowing I was watching her.
Uh-huh. I see. The judge began reading files for the next case.
Dennis then gave a long speech, rambling on about the significance of blank messages, about how what is unsaid can often be a lot worse than what's said.
A message like that, or a non-message, I should say, would definitely justify killing your wife and her lover. Don't you agree, Your Honor?
It was at that point that the judge had Dennis escorted out of the courtroom and ruled from the bench that he be indefinitely committed to the Westchester County Maximum Security Facility for the Criminally Insane.
You're not fooling anyone!
Dennis screamed to his tearful wife as she sat in the back of the courthouse. The two bailiffs muscled him through the door, and his frantic shouts echoed through the courthouse for what seemed like an eternity.
It was 8 months later that the orderly supervising the game room at the mental hospital happened.